This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82-kilometer Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat regional rapid transit system. With a design speed of 180 km per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centers such as Sahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modi Nagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The PM also flagged off Meerut Metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram, operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat, in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Later, PM Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, PM Modi said the projects launched will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat.
Aaj ka ye karyakram bhajpa ki डबल इंजन सरकार की कार्य संस्कृति को भी दर्शाता है और हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है।
Mr. Modi said, Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai To Yaha Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub. Addressing the launch event, Mr. Chaudhary said that India's digital strength has been globally recognized through transformative initiatives such as India Stack and now the Skill India Digital Hub. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. In a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. In tennis, Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas lifted the Delhi Open 2026 men's singles title after defeating Great Britain's Oliver Crawford in the final yesterday. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in the Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Opting to bat first, South Africa scored 187 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs, powered by David Miller's 63 of 35 balls and Tristan Stubbs's 44 of 24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.